Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass 2019. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and on behalf of our founder, Sharina Mayani, we brought together over 30 experts who are going to be giving you strategies, tips, and tools to help you manage your mindset, master your energy, and master your commitment and all of those things around money so that you can create an epic life and business. And today I am so super excited because we're going to talk about something we don't normally talk about in the world, and it so needs to be brought to the attention of business owners like us because it's so connected, and because it's hidden, it becomes a block that we don't even know is there. We're going to be talking about sex and money and the connection there. And I'm super excited to bring to you Dr. Patty Britton, who is a clinical sexologist. She's a pioneer of sex coaching and the founder of Sex Coaching University. Welcome, Patty. Thank you so much for sharing time with me today.
Thank you so much. And I, you know, it's interesting because I do so many summits and I talk about sexual wellness, sexual healing, overcoming this. And I love making that connection between the power of money and the power of sex and all of the issues that surround both of them. They're kind of both a taboo. Death, sex, and money, the triumvirate of where we don't want to talk about. And there's so much shame, there's so much fear, there's so little sense of, I got this. And so thank you for inviting me. I'm really excited to talk to you about this.
So let's talk about why sex and money are connected and where the energy is related.
Well, I'm really glad that you talked about that word energy first, because energy is everything. And the more that I teach through either my online university at sexcoachyou.com or my professional trainings, or even when as a student, I'm a lifelong learner like many people are, as we're learning about how cellular biology works, for example, or how the planetary systems work, or the interlinking of astronomy and astrology, for example, because there are some realities that connect them. What I find is that energy runs everything, and it goes back to Einstein and many others who really made that linkage. So there's something so important about, interesting, de-shaming us, eliminating and erasing these barriers that I think we put up for ourselves, especially around our empowerment and our entitlement to money and to pleasure. And they connect so deeply within the core of the self. And I rarely get to talk about that linkage. So I'm really feeling blessed myself to be able to share how I view that and what some of those components might be. Does that make sense so far?
Absolutely. I'd love to hear more.
So the way that I frame it is that there are connections that have to do with the five parts of the self. And the reason that I'm calling it that is because as a clinical sexologist, a long time ago, like over 25 years ago, I earned my PhD in human sexuality, and I had been trained in sex therapy, and I was a sexuality educator, and I was really studying life coaching and personal coaching from the guru of coaching. That was Thomas Leonard in New York City way back when. And as I fell in love with coaching as a way of empowering oneself, as a way of empowering and moving your business forward or your clients forward or your life forward, it hit me that how we heal around our sexuality has a lot to do with how we look at that, how we move through that, the kinds of help that we get. And in that process, I evolved my own methodology, my own model, which was the integration of sexology, the study of human sexual behavior, with a how we help our clients using life coaching and that style, that approach, and some of the tenets and the philosophical underpinnings of coaching, which is so client-centered, which is really, you know, it's funny, it's really about empowerment. and it's empowerment driven in every single word that's spoken, in all of the ways that we interact with our clients. And it's about empowering you. It's not about empowering us as the provider. And there's something so beautiful about that, that allows for a collaborative relationship, not a hierarchical model. Mm-hmm. And so the coach becomes kind of, you know, your ally at your side. And when it comes to sexuality, there is so much fear, guilt, and shame that surrounds our even having a conversation about sex or sexuality. And I can deconstruct how all that works. But what happened for me is that as I was looking at, well, how do I want to work with my clients now that I'm integrating coaching with sexology as a board certified clinical sexologist trained to be able to help people with their sexual problems, whatever they might be, all kinds of problems on all kinds of people, it occurred to me that I had to look at, well, what are the parts of the sexual self that get in the way or that enhance or facilitate flow? Isn't that interesting? That was my word I used. And I think 1993 is when I created this. Mm-hmm. And what came through me, flow again, what flowed through me in my own being, because I was integrating my personhood with my professional knowledge, is that everything really needs to be in flow in order for us to experience joy, satisfaction, fulfillment, and pleasure. Now, pleasure is also a kind of a dirty word in our society at large, okay? It's one of the P words. And the reason is, oh God, I didn't know I'd be going here. But the reason is that in the United States in particular, we're still a very puritanical judging society. And when it comes to sex and or money, we're really judging around that. And there are hierarchies, certainly around money in our culture at large. There's the haves and the have-nots. There's the 1%. We have all these categories where we lock people in boxes. And you know, the same thing happens around sexual expression, particularly around sexual orientation, whether you identify as gay or lesbian or pansexual or trans, whatever it is that maybe the label that you identify as, there's a movement to break down and break away from what we call the binary, male, female, black, white, girl, boy, straight, not straight. I hate that word straight when we're talking about heterosexuals because it has so many restricting connotations. So limitlessness is how we get to flow. And how we get to flow is by looking at these five, I'm using my fingers, these five components or aspects of the sexual self that I think really relate to the self in general, to the core of self, of our humanity. And that when we remove, first we identify what's stopping or blocking us in each of these five realms, we'll call them, what happens is we can then begin to get the boulders out of the road. Mm-hmm. You know, living in Southern California, as I do, we've had a lot of very tragic weather situations, whether it was fires that massively destroyed land, beautiful land and homes and people's lives, and then the ensuing rains that came this winter. And one of the metaphors to me around how we free ourselves and how we get to our goals is to look at what happened here in Southern California, where I'm located, and the passageways, the roads that went over the canyons were impassable for months because of the boulders that fell down, the mudslides. Well, that's life, metaphorically, sometimes, isn't it? Especially when we think about money and flow, and I want to get to where I want to be. I love the word dream in, how I want to manifest my life financially and sexually, because it really begins from how we think. So ask me any questions you want so far, and then I'm happy to dive into the model.
I would love to hear about the model because I want to make sure that we are serving the audience and giving them a tangible step or procedure or some kind of strategy where they can look at where they might be blocked and maybe a strategy or two of how to get at least start unblocking. I know it doesn't go like that.
Okay. So the model consists of five parts, we'll call them. And that's the mental part, the emotional part, the physical part, the energetic part, and the spiritual part. And it kind of breaks down this way. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? What are you doing or not doing? This is particularly critical around money. What energy moves through you, from you, or to you? And how can you connect with the universal flow? I have a very deep spiritual conviction and therefore connection. And I also know in the work that I do around the sexual self that the spirit part of self is not just spirituality. Certainly there are pathways for enhancing our spiritual connection, whether they're with the divine or goddess teachings or tantra, which many of you have heard about, I'm sure. But also there's an essential flame inside, that's our spirit. And I think, and I see, particularly with women, that when it comes to sex and money, often that flame is just a teeny weeny burning ember. And the coaching that's needed, or the self-talk, sometimes it's really a matter of changing what you're telling yourself. There's such power in how we talk to ourselves and what we say, what we don't say. So just coming back to those five parts of the self, when it comes to money, as it relates to our sexual stories as well, because it is a story. I love to use that concept, right? You know, that we each have a sexual story. We also have a money story. Mm-hmm. And when we tell our story, often it's poor me, woe is me, oh, I had this happen, and because of that, I'm a victim, maybe I'm a thriver. I like to move from victim, doing the work you need to do to heal and overcome that, to survivor, but then I want you to become a thriver. Right. I don't believe survivor is enough, and I don't believe anyone should stay stuck in victimhood, because that's not about our empowerment. So when we look at things that really align us around our sexuality and our money story, some of the concepts or words that come up are things like our empowerment or our power, our sheer power. Don't you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, we're so powerful, particularly as women. And when we connect with that around our sexuality or around our money, we're unstoppable. And you're the unstoppable. Aren't you the unstoppable heart coach?
Yep. That's my own business. And then I work with Sharina. So we bring the unstoppable into.
Yeah. Yeah. I really love that. And then some
you
of the
get to be unstoppable in both.
Some of the other things that I observe as a sexologist and a sex coach that really, I think this is one of the core pieces. It's not just cleaning out the emotional baggage, because I'm going to say to every single person watching us and listening today, you need to do the work. You need to do the clearing, the cleaning, the exorcising the demons of what it is, that baggage that's emotionally heavy for you, and let it go. Got to let it go, because it's going to keep coming back if you don't address it. The only way out is through is the model that Werner Erhard really created when he founded EST, which is now Landmark Forum. And it's true, if we don't feel our feelings, they're going to be ghosts that keep hijacking us. So it's really important to understand, going back to the five parts of the model, understand what are you telling yourself? What are your beliefs? What's your BS? What's your belief system? Yeah. And then the other BS, what's your BS about all that?
Right.
Especially about money. I mean, we could do 5 hours talking about your BS around money and how to really start myth busting all of the negative, not self-serving messages that we carry. And by the way, we carry them in our body as well as in our mind and our emotional self. So some of the other things that I think are so related to the money-sex connection have a lot to do with the feeling of I'm worthy, entitlement. It's so powerful and so deep. And I see it so often with clients. I see it with males as well, but I tend to see it much more with females that, you know, they're not entitled to a lasting, loving relationship that has hot sex in it. Or they're not entitled to ask for what they want in bed so that they can experience the full capacity of their orgasm. Or they're not entitled to kissing because I don't know if you know, but in long-term relationships, often what happens, I'm talking about sexual relationships, not money relationships, is that it starts hot and kissing and fondling and caressing and what we think of as the foreplay actions that lead to sexual connecting, penetrative sex, sexual intercourse, which is really only a small part of sex. If we look at statistics, one of my colleagues many years ago did a study and only 3% of the time spent in a sexual act was in penetrative or sexual intercourse. So that takes a lot of the burden off it and allows more of the kind of ramping up to the pleasure highway. I do live in LA, so I use a lot of highway metaphors. And so there's something so important about the foreplay aspects and warming up and feeling entitled to time being spent. I can't even tell you, I mean, I could calculate if I had to, how many times I've heard from women who struggle with orgasm or men who struggle with erectile control, getting or sustaining an erection, that they don't feel entitled to taking time. There's a sense of rushing, getting there. I got to be instantly ready because that's the world we live in today, isn't it? Where it's, you know, instant everything. And then I'm done. That's not how sex works. And I believe that's not how our relationship with money works. So we need to feel worthy. We need to feel entitled and empowered. I also see, and I see it all the time, there's such an interesting connection with, it's sort of related to worthiness and entitlement, and it's related to a lack mentality. And I'm sure you talk about this a lot with other experts who are here in this particular program, because it really does begin with our mental set, our mindset. Our anticipated outcome is how we're going to get there. If you don't have a vision, if you haven't done the work of visioning or goal setting, I prefer visioning myself because I work in various modalities around visioning and I train my students in that. I think it's so important that you know where you're going so you know if you get there. Otherwise, you may end up where you don't want to be. Mm-hmm. And the mind has so much power over what it is you're going to be manifesting. So this concept of coming out of lack consciousness or a mentality of lack, of not enough, of never enough, what you tell yourself, I'm so full of cliches today, I don't know why, but they're real, they're apt, they work, they fit. And one of them is what you tell yourself is true. So, you know, our subconscious listens to what we speak to ourselves, to our conscious mind. And goes, oh, she said lack. She wants lack again. Oh, here's another example of that. Here's another experience or manifestation of lack. So we need to shift from expecting lack to expecting abundance. Right. There is more than enough to go around when it comes to pleasure and love and money. There really is. It's limitless flow. And we need to be able to tap into that by coming from an abundance mindset and expectation. And then there's so much around the energy of money. I think people don't really understand the energy of sex and the energy of money. And that flow, that it's within us, it's from us to the outer world, and it's to us from the outer world. And we have to be an open container for that to occur. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
And when it comes to ecstatic sex, I mean, if we did study Tantra and some of the more ecstatic ancient practices that have a spiritual focus, for example, a lot of what the teachings are about are the flow of energy. Mm. And what money is about, money is symbolic transfer of energy. That's what it is. That's all it is. And so, you know, I'm a student of prosperity consciousness and of money manifestation. I've been a student of it for many, many years. It fascinates me. I think it's a mystical part of life. And I also think because I'm a pioneer in this work around sexuality, which is such a taboo, there is so much of a connection between bringing this into the light. And the light just came on. Isn't that weird? I mean, I have the same lights I've had on the whole time. But as I'm talking about coming into the light, something crazy just happened. Okay?
I thought I was seeing things for a moment. It's perfect. No. So I love it. And I love what you did, Patty, is you connected clearing any blocks you might have sexually or money-wise. They're going to connect with each other. And that's exactly one of the tenets, one of the three foundations of Sharina's work is actually clearing. Like, because you can't build on like kind of old limiting BS beliefs. Like you get to clear those beliefs and then start building. So I'm like, she said clearing, like this is such an aligned conversation. And it is definitely in flow with Sharina's work and the work that we're creating together, your work, my work, everyone's work is all about clearing out the BS literally and building a receptacle of both, you know, for money and sex and all of those things of worthiness. So I loved like you tied it up with a bow there.
Thank you. Well, there are some other aspects to this that I want to share. And it's about coming back now to mind, emotions, body, that's the physical realm. Mm-hmm. My model is we need to clear the mind, the emotions, the body. And I'm going to tell you the body image when it comes to sexuality. Maybe that has to do with our money image as well. You know, how do I perceive myself? What do I tell myself? Oh, I'm poor. I can't afford that. Well, that's really a body image issue if you're looking at your money body.
Right.
And then energy and spirit. And there's something so important about generosity of spirit. And I really want to speak to that for a second.
Okay.
Because when we give freely, we're really making a deposit in the bank of the universe. I always say that to my students and my colleagues and my friends when we're having a conversation around money and prosperity and financial wellness. And I say, you know, I'm very generous. I'm making a donation or I'm making an exception for this student because I really want that person to get this because they're going to be a pioneer in their own country in bringing sexual healing and sexual wellness. So I'm going to reduce their tuition because I am the boss, and I'm going to go against, you know, what the policy might be in this case because I feel something and I want to be generous, and I'm doing it for the good of everyone. And so it's like, okay, so A to B, I'm not going to get it back from B, but I'm going to get it back from the bank. It comes back every time, and it comes back expanded. And so it's really about being an expansion, but it's also about coming out of a generosity of spirit. That's so important when it comes to being a good lover and a good money lover, because they're really kind of connected in that way. I once had business coaches, and they used to say, think of money as your lover. Like, make love to your money. Have a money date every week. And I thought, that is so cool. And it's so in alignment. I like that word. It's so in alignment with who I am as a sexologist. Of course. How do we make love? How do we send that energy out in a loving way? And we can make love to our money as we make love to our human or whatever partner. Right. There are people who make love to objects. We won't get into that. That's a whole subspecialty of my field. The other thing is I want to give some tricks for people to know about how to really anchor into prosperity consciousness or money wellness. And it has to do with this. I haven't made the connection with sexuality. I'm sure I could, but I haven't. So I've taken many, many, many classes over the years, and I've studied with some great masters, and I just find this fascinating. And so every single check that I write, and I do still write a few checks. Most of my work is online banking, like most of you, I'm sure. But when I write a check, under my signature, I write IBTC. I bless this check.
Oh, wow.
Because if I didn't have the money to write this check, I wouldn't be blessed by what came to me.
Right.
So that has changed energetically a lot of my own prosperity. You'll notice what I'm wearing. I'm wearing this beautiful green malachite necklace that I got at a consciousness workshop in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And it was really, it called me because it's a symbol of a heart, a precious stone, and all this malachite. This is a symbolic stone for prosperity, for money. And when we wear things that the green of money, and in this country it's green, in many countries it's not. I travel the world teaching, so I know all the currencies where I go. Yep. But there's something about this, and it draws. And also, I'm going to go a little woo-woo here for a minute. And I do this around sexuality as well. Sometimes rituals are really important. I have clients who are very wounded and trauma events mm-hmm. from their past. I don't do psychotherapy, but often we work with the energetics of that wounding and that trauma by doing things like a clearing ritual. Mm-hmm. And we might go to a sacred space and release a balloon with little notes in it that are the wounds. And there they go. And then we call right. in healing. And I work with candles. So sometimes there are companies that actually have shamanically blessed candles, or they may have amulets in them, and they're made of materials that vibrate. So are stones that vibrate. I don't have one right in front of me. I suppose I could, because I have a lot of crystals, but that's who I am. Not everyone watching is going to be oriented toward crystals, but you might want to have a replica of $100 bill laminated. That's risk-taking, isn't it? To laminate a $100 bill is a statement of, I can bring this back into my wellness, my financial wellness, because I've laminated it. And I'm telling myself there's more than enough for me here. Isn't that cool?
Love it.
And also, I had another note. Our energetic stance around money. Like when we look at a menu, coming from lack, we're going to look first where? To the price.
Right.
And then to what it is we want to order. And so to allow ourselves, and this is true about sex as well, because there are people who are stingy around sex, stingy around love, stingy mm-hmm. and not feeling like, oh, I can spend that much time, or mm-hmm. I can be that generous to my lover. Maybe I don't get my orgasm this time, but maybe I offer my partner their orgasm this time, because I want to be present for that person. That's mm-hmm. my expansion. That's my extension. So there's something that we can keep making this swirl back and forth between sex, love, and money. And ultimately, it is all about energy. It really comes back to energy and feeling empowered and entitled. I don't know why I keep saying that, but that's what's landing for me today. Do you agree?
It's perfect. I love it. I love it. And you've given us so many tips and strategies, and the connection between sex and money is like way even more clearer now for me. And I would love to finish. I know you have a free gift for our audience.
I do. I wrote an ebook that was based on, and we're going to come back to where it came from. I wrote an ebook for her pleasure, and it's a little book. It's like 30 something pages. It's structured for a female body person to get to know her own response, her own anatomy, where her pleasure zones are, how to experience sexual bliss, and for her partner or partners or alone, either way. And so it came out of working on a DVD series that I made a long time ago, where we looked at the ancient teachings from the Kama Sutra and modernized them for today's world. And it was such a pleasure to be able to put that together in a 3.5 hour or even longer DVD program with live couples. And part of the process was looking at women need to be pleasured first, especially when we're talking about a heterosexual couple situation, because women really are limitless. And mm-hmm. so is the capacity for pleasure. And so is the capacity for love. And so is the capacity for financial abundance. I want you all to know that.
I love it. And you'll be able to download that. We'll put the link in the email. Patty, thank you for bringing us to a place where we don't very often get to go, and to really make the connection that it's, number one, okay to have a conversation about sex without everybody being embarrassed and turning all red yeah. and all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And to realize that the money, love, and sex connection is actually a real thing around energy. And you brought that to light in ways that we can actually connect the two and heal one, which will hopefully start healing the other. So thank you so much for everything you've brought to this conversation today.
Thank you. It really was fun to talk to you, and it feels like an honor to be able to share this wisdom. And so thank you for having me.
We appreciate that. And to all of you watching, let us know, send a reply to the email. Let us know what you thought about what Patty shared with you today, because we get to own this for ourselves as women, and we get to know what the connection is. We'd love to hear what your response was. And be back tomorrow in your email inbox with two more masterclasses so that you can learn and receive the information that we're giving you to manage your time, manage and master your energy so that you can create an epic life and business that is totally in money flow. I will see you tomorrow, and I can't wait to see what you have to say. Thank you.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.